two different halves, wouldn't you say?
It definitely was, yes. I thought Dunfermline were excellent in the first half. We were off it, there's no doubt about that. We didn't compete well enough. We didn't show enough composure on the ball. And it was just wave after wave of attack. So we were delighted to get in a half time at 2-0. Albeit the two goals, you know, it's a great strike from Keane at 25 yards out. Not a great deal Neil Parry can do about it. And the second one, Ian Flanagan's very unfortunate. You know, Neil makes a good save and it's an OG. So we get in a half time, 2-0, change the shape a wee bit and stress the importance of the next goal. And I really did feel if we got the next goal, I felt the fans would get a wee bit nervy. I felt the Dunfermline players would get a wee bit nervy, and that definitely seemed to be the case. So we were much better second half. It was much more like us in possession and out of possession. We competed a lot better, picked up a lot more second balls, and I don't think Neil Parry has had a save to make, to be honest with you, in the second half. So it's just fantastic.
What's that say about your players? It's been a few times now you've gone behind, but you've always come back and got something.
I think it's between 2018 and now, I think it's 14 occasions they've came from a losing position to either pick up a point or pick up all three. So I just said that to him in there. You know, you can be the best manager in the world and the best group of players technically in the world. You can talk formation and tactics all you want. You know, the team spirit, the character, the togetherness that they've got in there, you can't buy that. You know, you can't coach that. That's just something that comes from within. And they can be so proud of their effort second half. You know, they never ever know when they're beat. They never give in. And that's what we say every week. You know we're coming to some difficult places. We know we're playing against some very good teams. But all I ask for is 100% commitment and never ever give in. And, you know, you can see that from the players. They just never give up, which is fantastic. Okay.